This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's Thursday, which means you probably have started to consider what to do with your weekend. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here to talk about a few options, including some of the region's favorite destinations that are reopening. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. I do have a lot of good news for you this week. But first, I do need to mention for fans of the Mann Music Center that they have canceled their 2020 season. Now, there's no word yet on our other favorite outside summer music venue, the Dell, but we'll keep you posted.
That is disappointing, but understandable. So, Tanya, what is open this week?
The Shofuso Japanese Cultural Center in Fairmont Park reopens this week. The garden and veranda will operate at a limited capacity, and the house can be viewed from the outside only. But fortunately, it's not too far from Parks on Tap, which has a permanent location this summer on the grounds of the Horticultural Center nearby.
And I must say, the parks have been so important, such a great resource during the quarantine.
Now, speaking of parks, I have a big announcement to make.
Well, go on. I want to hear. What is it?
The annual Roots Picnic, initially scheduled for Fairmont Park, is going online.
The Roots have remained committed to this community here in Philadelphia, and that's wonderful news.
It is. And the Roots Picnic takes place this Saturday with a very special guest, Michelle Obama. They're partnering with her nonpartisan organization, When We All Vote, to make sure that everyone exercises their option to vote. Tom Hanks, Kerry Washington, Janelle Monáe, and Lin-Manuel Miranda are all stopping by. It's going down on the Roots official YouTube page starting at 8 p.m. on Saturday night.
But there must also be some music at the picnic this year. There's always music.
Oh, of course. The Roots themselves are performing along with Earth Gang, Her, SZA, and more, along with everyone's favorite quarantine DJ, D-Nice. Well, aside from Questlove, of course, we have to count him.
Yeah, we have to go with him. He's our hometown guy, after all.
That's right. And we have two more big festivals that are also going virtual this year.
I'm going to guess one of them has to be Welcome America, since 4th of July is right around the corner.
You got it. The nation's biggest birthday party heads online starting on Sunday and going all the way through the July 4th holiday with special features each day, including virtual museum tours, daily concert live streams, and on the big day, a live concert from the Met Philadelphia with Cynthia Erivo and Jason Derulo. Somebody break your heart. Looking like an angel, but you're savage, love. When you kiss me, I know you. That info on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Jennifer, there's not going to be any fireworks this year, but I think everyone in the Delaware Valley can agree we've already had more than our fair share.
I am definitely in that category. Tons of fireworks, so to speak. Tanya, what other big events do we have?
The annual Essence Festival usually takes place in New Orleans over the July 4th weekend.
You know, I happen to know this because of a movie I watched a while back, but I can't remember the name of it, but it takes place there.
That's right. The movie is called Girls Trip. Love your command of pop culture. Now, this year, the Essence Festival goes online with Bruno Mars, love him, as the headliner, and our own Miss Patti LaBelle. You know, I wonder if she's having a cookout this year. She's as legendary for her cooking as she is for her singing, Jennifer. You think she'd have us over?
I think it would be me and you and her and Bruno Mars. Why not?
Yeah, that would be an unforgettable time. The Essence Festival is over two weekends, starting today through Sunday, and then July 2nd through the 5th. And it's not just music. There are panels, workshops, and more. And all of that is happening on the Essence website.
There's so much to do online. Of course, with our region opening up, more people are getting around outside of the home.
And that's true, but you should definitely expect expanded disinfecting protocols, social distancing, and some mandatory mask wearing, depending on where you go.
Thank you, Tanya. Thanks for all the options this week and every week.
Well, thank you. And of course, there's more on our website, whyy.org/things to do, including a virtual symposium next week hosted by the National Constitution Center. It's called Battle for the Constitution, and we'll have the info on that and all that you need to know about the Susan B. Komen Philadelphia Virtual Breast Cancer Walk on Sunday.